Good morning. It's 7:30, and that makes it time for K1 Tech Talk. Tech Talk, a place where we talk about the latest in technology, whether it's the computer and digital domain, or what most people think of as a phone. That is something you carry around in your pocket or purse and uses radio frequency technology to place phone calls, download applications, or surf the web. Hosts for K1 Tech Talk are Charles Miller from NBR Electronics and Charles Mall from the IT Village in Dewey. If it's technology related, we'll take your calls and answer your technology questions. Feel free to get in on the conversation. Just pick up your phone, whether it's rotary dial, touch tone, or cellular, and get connected. Call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 and get on the air. Whatever the topic, it's time now for K1 Tech Talk. And they are in the studio ready to get you answer to your questions. If you have technical concerns, whether it be with your computer, with your phone, with a little bit of almost anything digital. Charles Mall, start with you off this morning with the IT Village really pumping up in Dewey. What's going on?
Well, I've had a lot of people come in with some really trivial things, which, like, for example, trying to do updates on an iPad or an iPhone. You're having trouble with doing that.
And we've been cautioned over the past several weeks on those with, you know, don't update too soon.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problems I find is really people losing their passwords. That's getting to be such a common thing because, like, I had somebody drop off an iPad or they were planning to drop it off. Says, well, could you do the updates and get it up to date? And they didn't have the password, and come to find out it's some other family member set it up and used their Apple ID, and they didn't have any way to get into it.
So yeah, well, passwords has become such a problem anyway. I know probably most of us started off with one basic username and password that we used for every application under the sun, and then security got us by the tail and said maybe that's not a good thing, and now we've got different passwords for nearly every program and every phone and every device we've got, and it's a hassle to keep up with all that stuff.
It is. It's a lot of trouble.
And a lot of people, websites make you change your password every, 90 or 120 days. And
that's correct.
And you can't use any of the last five passwords you used on this site and everything else. So it's a problem.
It is. And it's a challenge that they have different standards. Like some of them, you have to have an upper or lower case, a number, and a symbol.
Yeah.
Some of them won't take symbols.
Yeah. And one military password site that I have to use periodically, I think it has to be at least 10 characters and has to have at least two lowercase, two uppercase, and two symbols and two letters, and two numbers. So, yeah, two, and two, and it has to be at least 10 characters long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I tell you, the biggest thing is that all these hackers trying to get in. As a matter of fact, I had a picture yesterday on a site that I was looking at, and it showed footprints in the snow where somebody had come up to the door, you know, at night. And it happened that this person thought they were alone all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so they find out they weren't.
Oops.
You know, and that's kind of what I'm running into with, and that's why I'm into the firewall thing right now. Really trying to get firewall so now you can actually look, see if there's people out there, because they're always trying to break in. And like, for example, I had a Vonage setup that I was, a privy to, and they were breaking in, just waiting for somebody to let down their guard and try to take over their device. You know, just because those little iBots is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They're little software that sit there. As soon as the port's available and there's no password, they sit there and they get in and they try to take over that device. So you really have to be kind of cognizant now because you're so vulnerable. You're just being on the internet.
It is. It's you would think things would become more secure, but there's always some thief out there trying to get your stuff.
That's right. So that's why I'm focusing on firewalls right now.
Tips for the listeners. I guess the common sense thing would be to write it down. And by the way, write it down someplace other than on the computer that you're trying to use the password on. But what do you do? How do you keep track of all the passwords? Any tips?
Well, you can use software to track it because now they have software that actually lets you maintain a list so that you have kind of a master password that lets you maintain this. So all you do is go to it and log in to your phone, your iPad, your desktop, you know, whatever machine you're on, and it basically kind of travels with you.
Okay.
And so that's one thing, but there is no, you know, if you can't get access to anything, you still have to have something written down. So getting something like that is what most people do, and it's putting that in a secure place is the challenge.
Yeah, and then where did I put it once I wrote it down? We'll continue with K1 Tech Talk, answer your questions, check in with the other Charles in charge when we continue in just a moment.
For people on the move, download American Heritage Bank's mobile app for the Android or iPhone today. It's convenient, easy, and secure. View your balances, recent transactions, transfer funds, pay bills using our Bill Pay service, or locate an American Heritage Bank branch or ATM that's close to you. It's simply better banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And remember to like us on Facebook.
ABS Performance is a complete automotive repair and service shop. Owned and operated by David and Anita Miller, they understand the needs of their customers and treat them as individuals. With that understanding, they pride themselves on providing their customers with honest advice and quality repairs on every vehicle they service. They repair only what's necessary and never pressure you into getting additional work done. ABS has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment so they can find and fix the problems. Maintenance to your vehicle is necessary to retain its value, safety, and dependability. They take your family's safety seriously, as if it were their own. ABS Performance looks forward to seeing you, both as a customer and a friend. For vehicle repairs and service, see ABS Performance at 3917 Price Road in Bartlesville. Phone 918-333-4420.
Continuing with K1 Tech Talk, Charles Miller, downtown Bartlesville at NBR Electronics. And what have you been running into? What's new for you this week?
Well, all the exciting new developments of products coming out.
Oh, CES show and other places, right?
Yes. I just saw something the other day that just kind of really excited me. Anywhere you go, especially in a professional place like this, in a studio, mm-hmm. you're going to find Sennheiser.
Yeah.
And Sennheiser has been a big name in audio for a long time, microphones, headphones.
That's the logo that's on the side of the headset you're wearing right now. Yeah,
yeah. I was going to say Charles and I are wearing Sennheiser headphones right now. But Sennheiser just announced the other day that they came out with one of the greatest products of the time that a lot of people will pounce on. But if you're one that loves music and you've heard of the Beats headphones mm-hmm. and all the different cool headphones that are out there, Sennheiser now has not only a headphone they've always had, but now they've got an earbud that's supposedly breaking technology. It's got great sound. It's actually surpassed Bose. Mm-hmm. And they just announced this release, so you'll be looking for your new headsets that you can get for your iPods and so forth that Sennheiser has out now.
Wow.
And they're going to be pricey.
Sure.
But they're going to sound really good.
Well, you get into those brand names, Bose, Sennheiser, the others that are high quality, high end stuff, and you expect to pay a good price for it because it is what they advertise it to be.
Well, I have a set of Bose that my father bought me for Christmas a couple years ago, and they're the earbuds. And let me tell you, those things were expensive. I know that because when I went to register them, they were pretty expensive when you get online and see what they paid for them.
Yeah.
But Sennheiser's come out with this new one, and the thing that I really liked it is it gave you this virtual surround that was, when I put them on to test them, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, you couldn't believe the quality of the sound that came out of them. Now, it brings sound from the back, sound to the front. I don't know how it does it in that technology, but it's incredible.
Well, and that's it, particularly when you get to, a headset or an earbud either way. Well, the way we differentiate things spatially, it takes all those workings of the ear, and we're not going to get into how the ear is made and everything this morning. But
the
point is, how do we differentiate sound in a headset, in an earbud, it's whatever you're sticking in your ear as opposed to natural room acoustics? It's weird.
And they're looking at technology now because there's so much hard of hearing with people that wear headphones all day, mm-hmm. blaring loud music. These new headphones are designed to give you that sense of volume, that you get a huge amount of volume without having to really turn up a lot of volume.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be harmful to the ears. It gives you that more depth in your sound. And Sennheiser's been working on this technology for a long time, and sound equipment as mm-hmm. well as you do, because you're around it all the time. Sennheiser's kind of been in the back picture because they're more into the professional realm audio. Bose is tremendous. It's out in front of everybody all the time. You get it Best Buy, just about anywhere you can go buy your Bose systems.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see Bose microphones and so forth in a studio.
No.
Sennheiser's been in there for a long time, and they're really a leading edge above everybody else in all their technology.
Mm-hmm.
And to see this headphone come out is pretty cool.
Wow.
It's a great technology.
And any ballpark price tag that you remember on these?
Well, when they were talking, they said it would probably retail around $350 to $400 for a set of these earbuds.
So not your typical Radio Shack or Walmart customer.
No.
Okay, well, sounds like it's going to be neat stuff.
And, of course, that's always just a gauge, because when it comes out, you'll see those prices come down off the bat.
Yeah.
Because they want to market it.
And that's part of getting it out there and getting it to the consumer. But the person who's looking for high-end stuff, they're going to be looking for that brand name already.
Yes. And that's a brand name that most people won't recognize, because it's more in the professional realm. Like I said, it's not right out in front of your face.
Right.
But anybody who's into audio, that knows audio, and there's a lot of men out there that have great taste in sound, they know.
Yeah.
They're going to recognize that name and say, wow, this has got to be a really good set of headphones.
Well, and I know the consumer equipment, whether we're talking about speakers or a lot of other things, it's gone for miniaturization. We've gone for smaller equipment as opposed to, at least most people will remember those Altec Lansing Voice of the Theater speakers that were out there with the 15-inch woofer and that huge horn tweeter that went on top of it. And it was professional equipment, and all the big rock bands used them too, unless you got I can't think of the brand name of the organ manufacturer that had all those.
Roland?
No, yeah, it was. That had the speakers that would rotate.
Yeah.
But other than that, that was high end stuff, and it was huge. Now you get the same basic sound out of something that's 6 inches or less.
Oh, Hammond. You may have been talking about the Hammond organs.
Yes.
They used Altec Lansing.
Well, and Leslie organs used a lot of those speakers too.
Yes.
So.
And a lot of your sound companies, PV. A lot of those big names still use Altec Lansing speakers inside their cabinets. I mean, it is a big name for audio as well. But Sennheiser was known for quality of sound.
Mm-hmm.
When you put a microphone in front of you, they wanted that microphone to have the realistic sound that you could pick up every, nuance of the voice.
Yeah.
And you can't get that with just a lot of your Shure microphones and so forth. Sennheiser was the name for that.
Absolutely. And Sennheiser, it would put a little bass roll-off adjustment on the microphone so you could, customize it for male or female voices and music or speech pickup, however you wanted to do it.
And they had it switch for wind, noise, if you're outside of a park, because you do a lot of outside speaking, you can adjust that well as, set those frequencies.
So it's out there, and it's becoming more accessible to the consumer. They're going to find that Sennheiser name out there.
Well, this is an exclusive. I don't think they're going to get deeply into it, but this headset is, they're trying to develop something that, like I said, protects the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those great things, I think, is going to be a tool to help people with their hearing, because we're going to see a lot of it with as loud as people listen to them.
Well, and there's a warning if you actually read it when you open up the package with your earbuds on it, don't listen more than 65 dB or whatever the warning is and that sort of thing. So it's out there on the earbuds and headsets. We'll continue with more Tech Talk coming up in just a moment.
Did you know that even a newer furnace can have a cracked heat exchanger causing carbon monoxide to seep into your home, putting you and your family at risk? Let the pros at Ernest Heat and Air give your system a full 26-point checkup to make sure it's ready for winter, and they'll leave you with a form to receive a $30 rebate from ONG. Plus, you'll have the peace of mind that your family is safe and your furnace is operating with maximum efficiency. For all your heating, air conditioning needs and promotional details, call Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, located at 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
I'm visiting with Brandon Huff from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets. When people hear custom cabinets, they tend to think of kitchen cabinets. Do you do other cabinets in the home?
We do bathrooms. We build desks. We have entertainment centers. We do complete closets. We do tons of those things as well. Office cabinets, desk areas with the bookcases, entertainment centers. I mean, it's endless what we do.
Bartlesville Custom Cabinets, providing all your cabinet needs. 398681 West 2400 Road. Call 918-440-5981 to get a free estimate on your new project.
Continuing on a K1 Tech Talk on this Saturday morning, Charles and Charles in to help us out this morning, talking about some of the stuff out on the consumer electronics shows, updating consumer equipment, whether it's phones or computers. And Charles, you mentioned getting all kinds of spy bots and other things that are out there when you try to do a legitimate update. We've talked about that, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, that there's this stuff that, you inadvertently, unless you really look at what you're downloading, you get all kinds of stuff on your machine.
That's right. There's a lot of pseudo professional looking screens that aren't.
Yeah.
Like I ran into a setup yesterday where they had fake flash updates. You know, it looks like Adobe wants to do its update.
Mm-hmm.
You click on it and it's somebody else. All of a sudden the machine starts doing weird things. Things start popping up and,
yeah.
You know, it's just kind of out of control. So there's an awful lot of that still. Because, I mean, I get calls like that daily, you mm-hmm. know, where I have somebody that's got their machine out of control. And it's really kind of like I had some elderly people basically still get scams where people say, well, I'm with so-and-so, and your machine's got problems, and we need to fix it. And then at the end of the conversation, you know, they want like $250 and then turn around and basically hijack your machine. And now you don't have control of your machine anymore, and they want their money.
Mm-hmm.
So you hang up on them, and you're still in trouble.
You're worse off than you were before, and you paid for the privilege.
Mm-hmm. That's really sad. And then them not having the money to get it fixed.
Yeah.
And that's the disheartening part. So that's why I'd like to help people kind of prevent those situations. And that's part of what I do at the village is, okay, as long as you're driving, you know, you can fix your machine, I'll help you and guide you whatever you need to do. But, you know, sometimes it just takes a lot more, especially if you've been messing with it for a week and it's so embedded, it's mm-hmm. just like it's taking your machine over where you can't do anything. I mean, you can't boot properly. Everything is just out of control, and you know, it gets out of your hands. It takes a little bit more work.
It does.
Now, have you seen it ever come to the point where somebody downloads some kind of a virus or one of those types of things where it targets the memory and ruins the memory?
I've not really seen that. But I have seen it where it goes into the BIOS and takes over your startup. I've seen... You know, there's several different ways, but the most common one that I see, I'd say 95% of the ones that I run into are malware. It's something that's attacked your browser. So you've gone, either you clicked on something in your email, or you went to a site, and all of a sudden it pops up something, and you just try to get rid of it, and you think it's a close button.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's actually execute something, because you don't know what that does. That's
sure.
The problem with those scripts, you know, that are written by people of unknown origin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do?
So it almost makes you want to just, you know, turn off all updates to your computer.
It does, but then on the other hand, you can't
run the newest attachment or whatever that someone sends you that's legitimate because it's set up to run under the latest stuff.
That's one reason I'm kind of focusing on firewalls right now, because now I'm looking at all kinds of filters that you can actually start reporting on. Okay, you see this guy trying to come in, and now you can attack that up front so you can be proactive with it, because most firewalls just do not have that capability. Mm-hmm. And here it'll be another year before it, you know, they try to address that, and it's too late, you know, because it needs to be done now. So having a firewall that's a little bit more capable as far as functionality of monitoring what's going on, because I'm thinking about actually offering that as a service.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually start looking. I said, okay, I can see what's happening to your machine and telling people, you know, that hey, it's time to do this or that.
Yeah. Now, and are you talking a software-style firewall or a physical something like you would see on a router or where it would only allow certain IP addresses in, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both. You could either go with the appliance. The appliance tend to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The software ones are a little bit more reasonable and gives you more flexibility. But, you know, there's all kinds of scenarios. Each customer scenario that I have is different. And so you basically have to address that environment specifically. Like for example, some people remote in. There's mm-hmm. a lot of mobile workers now.
Right.
Well, you know, the big companies like Philips and Conoco, they'll have good firewalls that really protect you right up front. But most small businesses, you know, they'll go buy a router at Walmart or Staples, and they just do not have quite that capability. And even when you get one that has those features, now you have to be a network engineer to operate a lot of it. So
mm-hmm.
that's the challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about programs such as, and there are all kinds of versions out there. I'm going to use one that most people know, Go to My PC, that type of thing where they can use their laptop. I don't care, they're in Houston, but their computer is at home here in Bartlesville, so they can go back and get software off of their home computer when they need to.
That's exactly right. That's what it is. It's that code. But the problem is that's kind of being taken over by you know, more standardized features like within Windows. So
mm-hmm.
now the hackers are programming those very tools
mm-hmm.
to take over your machine. So that's how they start with the browser. Like it may be a toolbar. All of a sudden you'll add a toolbar that makes it easy to get recipes or coupons or something free.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there it starts, because once you let one of them in, it seemed like it opened up the floodgates, and you start getting all kinds of stuff that starts coming in, and all of a sudden, well, I didn't install that.
My wife downloaded a bunch of stuff. I assume inadvertently she was on some quilting website, and in order to get the quilt pattern, she ended up with like three extra toolbars on the browser. It was, you know, it was easy to remove, but it was a point of where is all this stuff sitting on the machine that we don't need sitting on there?
Right. And where does it come from? Well, you know, it's hard to follow somebody's path that's already been taken.
918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936 if you have questions this morning for the Tech Guys on Tech Talk.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936, NBR Electronics, and TV is just getting more and more complicated all the time with 3D TVs and everything out there that just giving people more options for their viewing, but that means that there's more stuff in the machinery.
And here's another great thing while we're on that subject. I encountered this twice this week. Smart TVs. Mm-hmm. If you have a smart television, it'd be wise for you to get online at some point and find the upgrade software and download it to a disc. The problem is, you know, like 2009, they started really coming up with these smarter TVs that would actually, you could update the software on them. Mm-hmm. So if there was new patches and fixes for the TV, those would be included in those software upgrades. Mm-hmm. I had a gentleman bring a great TV in that it's a Mitsubishi, beautiful TV. He loves it. Has a sound bar underneath it. Mm-hmm. Is built into the TV. It was just a wonderful setup. But we have spent weeks, both of us, looking for the software for this TV. And it was done in 2009. Mm-hmm. But the software's obsolete. And I actually brought you that software package to try to see if we could over to Charles to see if we could break it down. It was written in DOS, and to slap it in to try to get his TV to boot up, we never could find those drivers. So it's important, if you have a newer Vizio or whatever TV you have, try to find the software for it, put it on a disc, and store it away. That way you can at least get back to a standard boot up if mm-hmm. you have a problem with that TV.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We don't get disks anymore with computers. It's installed maybe on a partition of the existing hard drive, and you have to send off. They're usually free or cheap for the recovery disks and everything else for just a standard, you know, Windows computer.
But those become hard to find a couple of years later.
Yeah,
and that's what we're experiencing right now. And I noticed that in this guy's particular scenario. Everybody that I talked to that had a TV repair shop says we don't store that data because there's just new TVs coming out every week. Mm-hmm. We're getting huge amounts every year. They've got so many new models of television. You can't keep up with all the software. And there is a network of gentlemen that Dave's TV, for instance, in mm-hmm. Ohio or wherever he's at, a lot of us subscribe to his newsletter, and he sends out updated things to us every month telling mm-hmm. us what's coming out in the newer TVs, how to keep up with storing that data so that we'll have that when we come in for a repair.
Well, and not only TVs, but all the other stuff, Blu-ray players, at least mine, it takes an update over the web probably about every 6 weeks to 2 months.
And they do that by themselves.
Yeah.
It's not something you initiate. It's like any computer. It's going to update itself as long as it's connected to the Wi-Fi or to the router.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936. About 5 minutes yet to go on the program if you have a particular question for these guys. Charles, you've got classes that I know you start kind of on a staggering basis so that there's always a new class either just started or something getting ready to start. What's coming up?
Well, I'm basically starting off with, it's like driving lessons. You know,
okay.
Because I see so many people that spend so much time just muddling through their computer because it's like they... It's like getting a car but never having any lessons for mm-hmm. learning to drive it.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to start with a very base level, which I find a lot of people are at, because seem like you just run into issues when you skip steps. Like, say, for you go to this level, that level, and as you get it gets more sophisticated, then you're missing these pieces that you should have learned at a more remedial level.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start with those and make those probably in maybe Tuesday, Thursday time frames. And I'm going to add my webinar format to that so people can actually get access to that from, you know, wherever they are.
Well, and the problem with even classes like what I know you're going to do a great job with it, but, you know, somebody will still be operating an XP machine. Somebody else will be operating their machine under, I don't care, Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10 coming out fairly soon. I don't know when that's going to happen. You know, just getting a common reference point for everybody on what we're talking about and how you do it.
Right. That's part of the challenge that I have is basically whatever device you have, here's the minimal amount of information you need for that device or that operating system, and just have those available, because I'm going to set up my portal so as people join as members of the IT Village, they'll have a portal that actually gives them access to their environment. So this is what you have, and that's how I'm starting my little travelogue, so that everybody has their passport, because you got to start somewhere.
Okay, get those Visa stamps on your passport. I don't know if you take Visa or not, but the point is, get those stamps on your passport and get signed up for the classes. How do you become a member?
You can go to itvillagetours.com, which is online, or you can just come by in the mornings, because I'm going to start being open every morning. You know, typically I try to get there between 8:30 and 9, so I'll be there 9 for sure,
mm-hmm.
Till about 11:30 or so.
Is that Monday through Saturday, or is that
Monday through Friday? I'm going to start doing Saturdays, but right now I'm still trying to get situated. So
your Saturday class is right here on the air.
Yes, that's
right. In analog form on
the
air. I'm sorry we don't broadcast digitally on K1 yet, but yeah, we are, of course, streaming it on the website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. But if you want the digital version, you have to go in person to the IT Village in Dewey.
That's right. Or sign up for the webinar. You can do both.
Okay. Or yeah, and we probably would be better off if we did both. So, again, get that signed up. And if you have a particular idea that you'd like a class on, I'm sure Charles would take that and add it to the list.
That's right, because what I'm going to send out is sort of a little mini survey that basically it asks questions about what the real needs are so I can customize the programs to address their specific needs.
Okay. NBR Electronics, downtown Bartlesville. Can you do both repair and assistance and setup? That
yes,
sort of.
And people think of, when you think of electronic repair, just mainly televisions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I do cell phones as well. So, you know, break a screen, come on down, and we'll take care of you.
Yeah. I know those Gorilla Glass and the other stuff that is out there on the screens, some of it seems like it scratches so easy. Is there any way to get rid of the scratches? You know, it's too
There's
expensive
not.
To take it into to the cell phone store and say, I want a new screen.
Yeah. Normally what you want to do is if you're worried about scratches, just go to like Radio Shack or a place that sells, you know, screen protectors and put mm-hmm. those on there. Those guys are pros at putting them on. And then you'll get a bubble-free little screen protector that you can keep on there. But as far as breaking glass, nothing is proven. We just saw that thing I was showing Charles that Apple did. They did an iPhone 6, dropped it from space,
mm-hmm.
and it came down and was working. But if you go watch the video, it was kind of hilarious. But they bring it down on a drone really super fast. But when it gets down to the ground, it's not really hitting the ground at velocity. And so people say, yeah, because I dropped mine 3 feet and it breaks. How could they drop it from space? But the truth of the matter is these screens are not impervious to being broken. I don't care what kind of glass they use.
Yeah.
When humans are involved, they're going to break.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But the phones are strong. I had one in Samsung Galaxy S5,
mm-hmm.
and this is the second time we've replaced the screen for the guy. But he ran over it the second time with his diesel truck, and the phone still works. We put a new screen on and everything functions properly.
Sound like John Cameron Swayze from an old Timex commercial. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Yeah.
Well, again, if you have questions for these guys, hardware, software, either they can help you out or they will refer you to the other guy, and you're going to get your problems taken care of. Hours of operation with the IT Village. Charles, what are you open this week?
8:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
That's Monday through Friday. And I'll start doing Saturdays, but I'll announce that beforehand.
Okay, so you're open right here half an hour Saturday mornings. And again, NBR Electronics?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And I do take appointments for Saturday if you cannot make it between those hours during the week. but it costs a little bit more for me to come out of bed on Saturday.
Well, I'm glad you're here and out of bed and vertical this morning on the air. Thank you guys for coming in. And that's our K1 Tech Talk on this Saturday morning, AM 1400, 93.3 FM. News on the way from CBS coming up in just a moment. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where